Doyle will join other Midwest governors in promoting their states at the Wind Power 2009 conference in Chicago. Doyle says he'll try to get across the point that Wisconsin is a great place to do business.
That we have already a very well-developed wind energy manufacturing supply system in this state. We have a lot of companies that are directed to it. This is a real opportunity for us in Wisconsin. So I will have an opportunity the next couple of days to meet with a lot of businesses involved in wind energy and let them know what a great place Wisconsin is to do business.
Wisconsin faces a lot of competition for the making of turbines and other items needed for wind production. For example, on Earth Day this year, President Obama visited a wind tower factory in Iowa. Wisconsin also has a number of citizens not very happy with the wind industry as more tall turbines go up around the state. Melissa Smiedema lives in the town of Randolph and is trying to block a large wind farm proposed for central Wisconsin. Smiedema says the turbines need to be kept a greater distance from homes.
They need to have a set policy, law, standard, whatever you want to call it, that says that there has to be a further distance from homes than what they're allowing now, because there is a standard right now, which is 1,000 feet, and for whatever reason that's being allowed is beyond me.
Smiedema says she's split on the governor trying to bring more wind manufacturing work to Wisconsin, saying people need jobs. But she says the manufacturing process uses raw materials and energy, too. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.